Hey guys, it's Emma.
And Shannon.
And welcome back to our podcast, She's an Engineer.
Thanks for tuning in again this week. In today's episode, we are continuing our little mini-series, Coffee Chats. So this is episode 2. Our previous episode was actually for our 3-year podiversary back in October. So we just wanted to update you all on a little bit of what's been going on in our lives and maybe talk a little bit about work-life balance and hobbies outside of our lives, because I know this podcast is really focused on our career and our career goals and being women in the STEM field, but I think it's also important to talk about our life outside of work. Mm-hmm. And making sure, yes, your career is a big part of your life, but also it doesn't completely define you. You can have passions and hobbies outside of work. So this is a topic I've recently been thinking about a lot more as I enter my later 20s. It's really how much of my time do I want to give to work, because I'm very passionate about my work. And overall, I enjoy what I'm doing because I think being an environmental engineer, I really like doing good for the environment and working on projects that help improve water quality of the different waterways across the US and having like sustainable solutions. So it's fun work, and I get fulfillment out of it, but I also get a lot of fulfillment out of my friends and family and outside hobbies. So I think we'll just dive into a few topics or questions, prompting questions, to get us started. And I'll start off by asking you, Emma, let's talk a little bit about what hobbies we have outside of work slash school. So what do you like to do in your free time when you're not at school and you're not studying?
Yeah, so I mean, I do have a lot of extracurriculars that are like related to school, that are like clinics that I take part of that do take up a lot of my time, but I also associate those with school, and they're not really like hobbies of mine. They're like things that I'm doing that I enjoy, but that are related to school. So I'll start off with like the podcast. So the podcast is definitely a hobby. I enjoy doing it with Shannon and, you know, whatever guest we have on. And it doesn't really feel like work. I mean, it does take some work to do outside of, you know, the other work that I have going on. But it's honestly like a nice way to relax and think about something other than just school while also like broadening my knowledge base. So, yeah, I also, you know, I go to the gym like quite a lot. I enjoy lifting weights, so that's like a good, I don't know if I would call it a hobby, but it's just something that I do, and especially like if I'm like super busy, like I try to still make time to go to the gym because it like helps with endorphins, like any type of exercise definitely helps with endorphins. It helps like to keep fit, but also it's like a good like stress relief for whatever is going on. And even if I'm like really busy studying, like it's like a set time that I can like take away from my day and not feel like I'm like wasting my time, you know? Yeah, I also really enjoy doing stuff related to art. So I like painting, although I haven't been doing that as much recently. I've been trying to like learn how to crochet, although it's not going so well. And I enjoy reading. I think, like, well, we read for our book club, but I also try to, like, read for my own enjoyment. Not that reading for book club is not enjoyment, but I like to read, like, other books as well. Mostly, like, memoirs, like, we read for book club, or related to, like, important women, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Outside of that, I also teach for, like, a Chinese school on Saturday mornings. So I enjoy that. It helps me practice my Chinese and also practice like my teaching skills, and I enjoy like working with the kids. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a hobby because I get paid to do it, but you know, it's something that I do outside of school. And then other than that, like I just like spend time with my family and my boyfriend and my friends. So, like, we like going to karaoke and things like that. I also like hiking, but that's, like, kind of a part of going to the gym. So, yeah. I don't really know if I have, like, a lot of hobbies outside of school, but I guess anything that brings you fulfillment and that you do for fun outside of school or work can be considered a hobby. So,
yeah, hobbies or activities.
Yeah, exactly. What about you, Shannon?
That sounds like a full, like, outside workload too. I think we'll get into it later, like how we balance everything. But yeah. I'll start off with talking about a few activities or hobbies I like to do. And I guess I first want to mention that something that has been a challenge now, I'm almost into my third year of working. And it's really hard to work full time and also balance all of your hobbies and activities and make sure you're still staying connected with like friends and family. So it's always such a struggle because work can be very draining. And then in your evenings, you're really focused on making dinner and then going to bed. So it takes a lot of effort. I'll talk about a few hobbies. My probably favorite hobby at the moment, more of an activity, is rock climbing. That's something that I do year round. I try to go twice a week. And it's just, it helps me, one, gain a lot of physical strength, and you get a workout from rock climbing. I've gained a lot of new, like, muscles from rock climbing in my back and my arms. It makes me feel strong, and it makes me feel healthy. And when I'm going consistently, it also helps with me eating a lot better and focusing on my health. I also want to mention that I like rock climbing because when you are doing the activity, it's very much like, yes, it's strength heavy, but there's also a big piece that's a mental puzzle, and that's figuring out how you can move your body in the correct way to climb a route. So some of it is like figuring out where you need to put your arm, where you need to shift your balance. So it's like mentally intriguing too. And when you're climbing, at least for me, nothing else in the world really matters. You have to be very present and focused on a route to be able to finish it. So it's a good stress reliever. Outside of that, I think as far as like other more physical activities or sports that I'm into rotate per season. So right now I've been into snowboarding and cross-country skiing, but once the weather gets nicer and it's no longer snowing, I think I'll get into more bike riding, whether that be just bike riding around town on bike trails, or I've been venturing into the world of mountain biking. Also, this year, I actually have a goal with some of my friends here to hike the tallest mountain in Idaho, which is Mount Bora. And so I've been trying to kind of come up with a plan to train for that and do other hikes along the way, and then try to hike Mount Bora in late summer. Those are really activity physically focused. And then I think I'll actually echo some of the things you said, Emma. I really like reading. And then I've been getting into knitting. I know I've heard knitting is actually harder than crocheting, but I have liked it. I'm working on a scarf right now. And just like the repetitive motion of knitting and feeling like you're creating something is pretty cool.
I do agree with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm excited because it's starting to feel like spring out here, and I have a little planter box in my backyard, so I'm excited to be gardening this year too. I had a garden for the first time ever last year, or at least my own garden, not a garden, you know, I had with my family. So I'm excited to get that started and grow some vegetables.
Are you going to grow any new things this year?
I think we're going to alter it a little bit. Last year we had 4 tomato plants and then 1 jalapeno plant and 1 other habanero hot pepper plant. But this year I think we're going to do like more peppers and less tomatoes because you get so many tomatoes from one plant. Yeah. So we're going to do that and also grow some mint and some herbs.
I think mint is really easy to grow actually. Like I had more mint than I could use. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great for tea. I love mint tea.
I agree. I'll send you a recipe that I found though for like, it was like mint coffee. It's actually so good, but you have to use like fresh mint to make the coffee.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll have to try that out. Oh, and then along with that, of course, I love coffee. I think we both do. So just going to different coffee shops and like making your own coffee at home using different tools, the French press or the pour over, is pretty fun.
Yeah. I mean, I also like going to coffee shops and finding new places, but recently I've just been going to like one specific coffee shop because I like their coffee and they have like a really nice work area. So I usually like sit there if I need to get out of the house and, you know, to get more motivation to do work. So
yes,
I think I brought you there when you came for 4th of July one year.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, those sound like all like really good activities, like all very physically healthy activities.
Yes. I think I'll mention one more thing. I think it's also nice to just have complete downtime where you're only, you know, just watching Netflix or YouTube or whatever. Not all of my life is super productive all of the time. Sometimes you just need to decompress.
Yeah, me either. Like, I often use like time like right before bed, even though, you know, good sleep hygiene is you're not supposed to use your phone or like be looking at any screen like 30 minutes before bed. But sometimes it happens.
It's hard.
It is difficult.
Okay, on to the next question. Emma, are there any of the hobbies that you mentioned or any other hobbies, activities that really focus on self-care, mindfulness, and de-stressing from school, med school?
Yeah, so as I said before, I really like going to the gym. I think that really helps take my mind off of things, and it's definitely self-care because I'm taking care of myself physically. And I like to also use that time to like listen to any like podcasts, because I've been trying not to listen to podcasts in the car because I realize that I need to focus more when I'm driving. So listening to podcasts in the car is actually not really helping me do that, but I can do that and like kind of listen to things that I want to listen to and also like work out at the same time when I'm at the gym. I also really like just like going for walks in my neighborhood. Like I feel like breathing the fresh air, like seeing like the animals or seeing even like the dogs like going for their walks is just like really energizing. I always feel really good after I come back from a walk. Like, so several times a week I'll try to go for a walk outside and not just like, you know, stay inside my house. And I think that really helps with like de-stressing myself as well. How about you?
I agree with the walks. The walks is a big one, especially if I'm not up to much on the weekends. I always make it a point to either go on a walk or go on a very relaxing bike ride to at least get some fresh air.
Yeah.
Along with that, I've been trying to go to yoga more frequently. There's yoga at the climbing gym that I go to. And it's always like an evening yoga, which is nice too, because it helps you de-stress and relax your mind right before bed. And I've noticed that helps me sleep a lot better. So if it's yoga, just like mild stretching, that helps me. And then I think when I mentioned in the first question too, climbing helps me de-stress a lot, get out all of my energy from work and just focus on the activity itself. I also, this is not really a hobby, but I like cleaning. That de-stresses me, because when I have a clean apartment, then my mind can focus on other things.
I get that. I definitely need to clean, but I understand.
Yes.
Also, this also isn't a hobby, but I feel like skincare like is a good way to do self-care, even though usually like now I'm like so busy sometimes that I just do skincare like while I'm doing work, which is probably not very relaxing. But you know, I feel like laying down on your bed or like, you know, just doing like having a skincare routine definitely helps.
Yes, doing those like moisturizing face masks while you're watching a show or something.
I definitely agree and with that.
One more thing I just thought of, listening to music is a big de-stressor. So if I'm going on a walk, I'm probably listening to music too. It just helps me feel more creative and artistic and de-stress my mind a little bit.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And then we talked about this briefly, but Emma, are there any extracurriculars that you're currently a part of that relate to your field of study?
Yeah, so like I said before, I have some extracurriculars that I do through school that mm-hmm. are kind of related to medicine. So I help with this like clinic. So we have like a clinic and we go out to different shelters around Newark, which is like the city that my school is in, to treat patients and to see patients like at the shelters that they're living in. So mm-hmm. that's definitely like an extracurricular. I will say it's not very de-stressing because like there's a lot of work that you have to put into it and mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that go into it. So I do really enjoy being a part of this clinic because I like creating new initiatives. Like we're doing like educational sessions for some of the individuals that are living in certain shelters with about like various health topics. So I'm really enjoying that. And then I enjoy like mentoring other medical students that, you know, are like first years or second years. And, you know, it helps like create those connections also in medical school. So I've met a lot mm-hmm. of like good friends through this organization. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. How about you?
I don't think I have any extracurriculars that directly relate. I think now that I'm working full time, it's kind of been important for my own mental health to really separate work from home. But a few things that are kind of indirectly relating, I think reading books that are relevant to my career, whether they be like more engineering or science based or something that's like more an environmental issue, is kind of related. And then I think a lot of my outdoor activities also just relate to environmental engineering in general. And sometimes this actually just happened the other day. I heard about a project that my supervisor was working on in town. It was on the Boise River itself. So mm-hmm. one time I was like on a bike ride and was in the project area. So I stopped and made it a point to look at his project and see what was going on. So I think just little things that kind of show that I'm passionate about my work. So it just kind of naturally comes to me when I'm doing extracurriculars that relate to my field. Indirectly. Oh,
interesting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now that we've talked a lot about our hobbies and activities, Emma, how do you prioritize / make time for all of the activities outside of school?
So a lot of my activities have like set times for them. Like if I'm like doing the podcast, like we schedule a time together. If we're doing book club, I try to like schedule time for myself like in the days prior to do some reading. Mm-hmm. And then for the gym, I just try to see like which days I'm like most free during the week, like after I come home. And then I try to schedule at least like 45 minutes to an hour. And then if I've had like a particularly stressful day or if I just like really want a walk, then I'll just schedule time for that as well. Like mm-hmm. I don't think it's particularly helpful for me to like stress about, oh, I could be using this time to like do work, when sometimes I know that all I would have been doing was like scrolling YouTube or like Instagram mm-hmm. or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. because I'm stressed. So I'd rather go out and do something that helps me with like my mental health and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then I try to make time on the weekends because I know the weekdays are like really busy for me. I try to make time on the weekends, like after I finished things that, you know, like I have to get done for like friends and family.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you?
Nice. I would say something similar. My weekday evenings are always kind of tricky to schedule, and I make sure if I'm scheduling something, it's like a little bit shorter, and making sure I'm mm-hmm. still prioritizing making dinner for myself or going to bed early. So I think getting on a good schedule, at least for climbing, having certain days of the week that I like to go to climbing and do yoga and just kind of do that every week, so I don't have to think about it too much. But also it's kind of important for me during the week to give myself at least one evening off where I don't have any either errands to run or activities scheduled to make sure I have time for myself. So doing that, and then similar to you, I think the weekends is where I try to schedule a lot of my time, but it's also important to me after working a busy week. I like to sleep in on Saturday, so I try not to schedule anything too early in the morning on Saturday because that's just part of my self-care, making sure that I catch up on sleep on Saturday morning.
No, that's good because I think we all definitely need our sleep. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then getting into this in a little more detail, Emma, have you ever missed a personal event because of work or school? And how do you go about preventing that in the future?
So I think I will say that, like, I don't know if this really counts as like a personal event, but there have been many times, especially when I was working like a few years ago in my post-bac year when we had to like reschedule like recording this podcast and things like that because like I was stuck late at the lab, or like there was one night I was so late at the lab and you were coming to visit me in Maryland and I just like could not get myself home in time because I had to work so late. So that was unfortunate, and I think that was also due to like an experience when I was working. I feel like I didn't push hard enough for like my own personal time. I let my schedule, but like the way that I was scheduled, like with my lab, I like learned from then on that I needed like full days off instead of like half days off each week. So that's how I tried to like prevent that from happening. Now, I will say, like, the hospital schedule isn't really, like, up to me, but I try to schedule things on days where I'm, like, not in the hospital, obviously. Sometimes it's, like, inevitable where, like, I have to miss things or I have to miss, like, meeting up with friends. So I just, like, try to not make promises that I can't keep, basically. Like, yeah, if that makes sense. Sometimes I don't know, like, what my schedule is going to be like. But obviously, like, if it's, like, a 10-week block that I have at a specific hospital, then I try to look at that schedule, like, at the beginning of that 10 weeks and then tell people, hey, I can only tell you, like, at this time because I don't know what my schedule is like. And if it conflicts with something that's, like, really important, then I'll try to, like, switch with other people, like, other students that are with me. But if it's not possible, then usually people that I'm trying to schedule things with understand because they understand that it's like sometimes inevitable. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. How about you? Have you ever missed a personal event because of work?
I would say yes, I have. The past 6 weeks, all throughout February, was super busy for me at work, and I was having to work kind of late into the evening sometimes. So there were a few instances where I had to either back out or cancel an activity I was going to do with a friend because I did have to get things done for work. So, I've been mentally drained from work where I've had to cancel an event too. So like physically and mentally, I've had to like miss a personal event. And then preventing that in the future, I think similar to you, setting those boundaries, which sometimes can be really hard because you have a tight deadline and it's like, I need to get this done. And sometimes it's out of your control. Sometimes you can try to hone that in and work on it beforehand so you don't have to work overtime or long hours the day before it's due. But trying to set those boundaries as best as you can, if you have to leave by, you know, 5 p.m. or you have something going on, putting that on your work calendar far in advance so people can't schedule over it, and letting people know that you're going to be out. Or if it's like an afternoon, let's say you have to do something personal, go to a doctor's appointment, making sure that's on your calendar, scheduled out, and like everyone knows of that and any upcoming PTO. So I think giving yourself grace when it happens, but recognizing that it shouldn't be a reoccurring event, and putting effort into maybe balancing your workload in the future. So trying not to get as overworked and delegating right. work if you can, or just not committing to as much in the future.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely agree yeah. with that.
Yeah. And then Emma, being in med school, what are your thoughts on working over 40 hours a week? I know some of it's a little out of your control, especially as you go into residency.
Yeah, so obviously at residence, and even as like medical students, a lot of times you work a lot more than 40 hours a week. Like I know a lot of residents definitely work like almost like 80 hours a week at least. But I think like going to a program where they try to schedule you for like, so in residency, there's something called like golden weekends, and golden weekends to residents are actually just normal weekends. That means that you have Saturday and Sunday off. But I think mm-hmm. actually going to a residency where like you're scheduled for a Friday and Sunday shift or something, and then the next week you have the weekend off, and then the next week you're scheduled for like a Friday and Sunday, that actually mm-hmm. is better than just having like one day off per week. So like trying to find residencies that prioritize residents like well-being and like mental health and just like their time off is also really important, and is something that I'm going to be looking for like as I'm applying to residency. Mm-hmm. And like I know that working overtime for like most medical professions is obviously inevitable, but like I think like not pushing yourself to do like too much extra work, or like when people are like, oh, I think it's like it's good, like, you know, your shift is over, or like it's time to leave, it's important mm-hmm. to say like, okay, people are acknowledging that like I'm done, like it's time to leave, like that is your cue to leave. Like people mm-hmm. don't actually want you staying longer. Like you think that's gonna help you with like, you know, showing, oh, I'm like really proactive and I want to stay late, but actually, you know, they're prioritizing your well-being, and they're saying like, hey, go home, I know you need to study, I know you need to do whatever, but just go mm-hmm. home. So like taking those opportunities to just like go home and do the things that you need to do, I think is really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Do you work overtime a lot at your job?
No, I don't. At my old job, I think I worked overtime once or twice, just a few hours. And that was enough for me to recognize that it wasn't sustainable for me personally. Mm-hmm. When I do work, even just very long days. So I like to balance my workload. If I have to work, let's say 40 hours a week, that's my, you know, typical work, full-time working hours. If I have a really busy week, like last week where I front-loaded my work, so I worked really long days, Monday and Tuesday, but then later in the week, I just got off earlier because I already was at my hours or getting close to my hours. So I make sure I balance that out, because when I am very stressed and have feeling overwhelmed by the projects I'm working on, I notice little mistakes in my work. And mm-hmm. I know that I'm not putting the best quality work out there when I do work overtime or even just long hours. So that is like a big reason why I don't want to work overtime, because it's not kind of up to my quality of work. And I don't want people to kind of see that work and think of me differently. So making sure my work is still quality goes along with only working 40 hours a week, and not only working 40 hours a week, that's a lot of time. And then for my own mental health and connections, relationships with friends and family, I don't really work overtime. If it's like in a pinch and there's like one project deadline that I really need to meet, sure, I would work a few hours overtime every once in a while, but I wouldn't make it a regular event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely recognize that when I was working. So when I was doing like internships and things like mm-hmm. in the engineering field, I definitely worked a lot of overtime. I like didn't have that much stuff going on like outside of work. So mm-hmm. I like really didn't mind working overtime, but it definitely like wasn't sustainable, especially for like mental health reasons and just like adding mm-hmm. stress onto myself. So I think, like, if I were to go back, I would definitely like not choose to do so much overtime every week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty powerful for you to say. And if anyone wants to go into engineering consulting, you do not have to work overtime. I will say that just broadly, there are some companies that do have very different expectations or prioritize things differently. So I think would just be aware of the company that you're joining and making sure if like not working overtime is important to you, that you ask some questions in the interview process to make sure, but definitely not a requirement as an engineering consultant. So make sure that you find a job that prioritizes the same things you do.
Right. And also I will say something like, especially if you're like going into an internship or going into a new job, like you think that working overtime is going to give you like brownie points or whatever is going to help you with your career goals and things like that. But I really don't think it helps that much. Like, mm-hmm. I think that like if I were to have worked overtime versus like not working overtime when I was doing internships and things, like I think I would have come out like looking the same because like my quality of work was probably still the same, or like, you know, maybe it looks like you're wasting time by like, or wasting company resources, or like you can't do things as efficiently because you're working overtime. I mean, like, mm-hmm. obviously sometimes things are inevitable. Like if you're asked to like stay late to, you know, meet with some consultants or to do something else, that's different, but yeah, definitely don't think that it gives you brownie points, because I personally, in my opinion, I don't think it does.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that, because a lot of the budgets are pretty tight for consultants. So I think it's really important to just use your time effectively. And if you're current, like sometimes working overtime may just mean you have more responsibilities, but also could mean that you're using more time than what was budgeted for you, as you mentioned. Right. So it's not always a good thing, and it's not necessary at all. Also important to look into if your company pays you for overtime, or if they pay your regular rate during overtime, or some companies won't even pay you at all. So make sure you're aware of that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And then last question, Emma, do you have any work-life balance goals?
So I will say, like, in medicine, I think it's really hard to achieve work-life balance, because no matter like what area of medicine you're in and where you are in medicine, I feel like there's always a lot of work that you have to do when you get home, even like when you're clocked off, so to say, unless mm-hmm. you are in a field of medicine where it's like mostly shift work, and that's only once you like become an attending, right? But everyone always has to study, even as a resident, like you have to study when you get home. And so I will say, like, I think going into like my fourth year of medical school and going into residency and applying to residencies, I think I'm going to try to do work and like find ways to do work and also like study more efficiently so that I can have more time for myself, you know, during the rest of the day, because I know that like I will be busy when I'm there. And I will be busy, like, when I'm home, but trying to, you know, do things, like, Monday to Friday, like, when I can. Let's say I'm only scheduled, like, Monday through Friday, and so I can get all my work done, like, Monday through Friday, and, like, do all my studying Monday through Friday so that the weekend is free for me to, you know, get that balance and have time for myself and have time to spend with other people. Mm-hmm. So that's my goal. Currently, I definitely do a lot of studying, a lot of catching up on the mm-hmm. weekends, because I do find it like very tiring when I come home and like have to study a lot. And so I do a lot of work on the weekends, but that will be my goal from now on.
Yeah, it's good.
Nice. Yes. Mm-hmm. How about you? Do you have any work-life balance goals?
I think just more vague goals. I'm pretty good at physically disconnecting from work. I tend to work a lot in the office. And during the weekends, I make it a point to not bring my laptop home, because if I do bring it home, then I'm more prone to like logging on and checking my email. So I don't check my email when I'm not working. Don't bring mm-hmm. my laptop home when I'm not working. But I think the biggest thing is mentally disconnecting from work has been hard. I've just been very overwhelmed recently. So then in the evenings, it's been hard to mentally disconnect and re-engage with my friends and family and be more present when I'm with them or be more present when I'm doing an activity. So I think just trying to offload some of my work, or maybe not overcommit. So not overcommitting myself to project work so then I can be more present in my free time.
Yes, that definitely makes sense. I think that's a goal, a good goal to have. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you have any additional questions that you would like us to answer about work-life balance and also different hobbies, you can leave it in like the question or like the poll that we'll put in our Spotify like episode description.
Yes, one more thing, actually. We wanted to mention that we're working on creating a new logo and some merch. And this merch will be dropping on May 7th. So keep an eye out for that.
Definitely. Yeah. And we'll be launching, hopefully launching our new website then as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we hope you enjoyed this episode. And thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you guys again in 2 weeks. Bye.
Bye.